This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida. Now, we are also the home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across the country as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. And don't forget that everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, we thank you for the job you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. Also, we're on MeWe the same way. We're on Gab the same way. On Parler, it's simply three words, The Captain's America on Parler. And don't forget, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And go over there, check out all the different things that are over there. You might be surprised. All right, well, joining us right now from the frigid, frozen tundra, where it may not be as cold as you think, we have got the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Oh, there they are. Hundreds of people in the streets greeting you this morning.
Good morning, Captain.
What's the temperature up there?
It's in the upper 40s. It's pretty warm, so.
Okay. I thought it was a little warmer.
Frozen tundra here, yeah.
Yeah, except way up north of you in the frozen tundra, the upper peninsula.
Yeah.
They're getting snow
in the
up
UP,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go with the Pledge of Allegiance. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, of course, a lot of people are concerned about some of the things they're seeing. And Flip, by the way, saying good morning.
Well, good morning, Flip.
Yep, we haven't heard from Flip in a while, so that's a good thing. Now, the other thing is, at a House hearing yesterday, the George Washington University law professor that we see a lot on television, Jonathan Turley, said that the left's appetite for censuring conservative voices is growing stronger, but in his opinion, it still violates the First Amendment rights. So did you see that, and what do you think?
I think he's correct. That's one of the main goals of the leftist Democrat movement is to shut down anyone who has ideas that are in opposition to them. They want to shut us down. They want to wipe us out, especially on college campuses, in the media, wherever. It's their goal. They cannot win in the arena of ideas. So the only thing they have left is to try to shut us down and to bully and take over. That's it.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think that it's all that terrible. Oh, let's see. Flip is saying he's here every morning at 3 o'clock. Well, Flip, you got to say something if you're around at 3 o'clock. Jeez. I'm supposed to be a mind reader now, I guess, right?
Well, you know.
Yeah.
They say Captain knows.
Yeah. I may know, but I don't know that he's there at 3 o'clock. Yeah, I guess he's maintaining a low profile. All righty. Well, I don't. Okay, I'll tell you what. I think they're going to do a lot of trying. I think they're going to try to throw things up against the wall to see what sticks, but that's not going to be one of them that sticks. Neither is any of the gun legislation. You should have seen the gun show last weekend.
Well, praise God for that. I mean, because let's face it, Captain, if, and I doubt that they will, but if they were to get rid of or water down the Second Amendment, you know, the rest of the amendments are in total jeopardy. So we have no choice as Americans to get out there and ask and support and push back against any effort to reduce or get rid of the Second Amendment, which the Democrats do desperately want to do, by the way. But I agree with you. I think that if we stick together and get out there in mass and really keep our feet in the backsides of our representatives.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where it goes to. Remind them that they turn against the Second Amendment that we'll throw them out on their keisters.
Well, that's so important. Yeah, and we do have to keep the pressure on these people. We have to let them know that they work for us. We don't work for them.
Absolutely, yeah. So It is about we the people, and so we have to remind these folks they're representing us, not themselves or their special interests.
Now, I want you to listen to the gift that keeps on giving, little old Jen Psaki. Or is it Psaki? Is that the way you do it? Psaki? But anyway, here's what she had to say yesterday about the child immigrant centers on the border. Come on now, behave. Here we go.
To house minors coming across the border from Mexico. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki acknowledges the problem.
We have a number of unaccompanied minors, children, who are coming into the country without their families.
She says the Biden administration is not separating children from parents and defends the living conditions in the surge facilities as authorities expedite the release of children to their relatives in the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, the first thing that I find wrong with that story is coming across the border with their parents and being separated, not true.
Well, the first thing I find wrong with that story and the entire situation is the fact that because of the Biden administration, illegals are encouraged to just pour into our republic, and they're gathering in mass on the Mexico side of the border, trying to squeeze their way in huge numbers. So we got to get to the source of this problem.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back... Wait till I tell you what California's up to now. Holy smokes. I just saw this come across the wire, and I got to tell you what it is. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are listening to the Captain's America with Captain Matt Bruce. And we are going to get started right now with the Rod Edwards Notebook. And I'm going to let it play right about now.
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was one of the most famous American poets during the 19th century. An ardent abolitionist, he wrote the poem, The Building of a Ship, which addressed his fear that slavery would destroy our nation. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, Wadsworth's poem states, and I quote, Thou too shalt sail on, O ship of state, sail on, O Union, strong and great. Humanity and all its fears, with all the hopes of future years, is hanging breathless on thy fate. Our hearts, our hopes, are with thee. Our hearts, our hopes, our tears, our faith triumphant o'er our fears, are all with thee, are all with thee. In January of 1941, President Franklin D. Roosevelt included the first five lines of Longfellow's poem in a handwritten letter to British Prime Minister Winston Churchill and stated, The verse applies to your people as it does to us. Churchill was deeply moved, and he saw the letter as a symbol of the two nations' growing partnership. Give us the tools, Churchill told President Roosevelt, and we will finish the job. Today, hopefully, we will acquire the tools needed to overcome those seeking to literally enslave we the people and destroy our republic. God bless the USA, and may the USA bless God. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Alrighty, that's Ron Edwards, and that's the Edwards Notebook. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Moss Nissan. Remember, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that's just bought a new Nissan up there, or even a certified pre-owned vehicle. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the Midwest, all the way up into Canada. And one guy who drove all the way from Arizona because his daughter was going to school in in Tampa, and he wanted to have one of the vehicles that Moss had. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors, all the accessories you could dream of. Clean trade-ins? Got them. And they're commanding a great resale price. So take advantage, upgrade your ride now, and get some extra bucks for the vehicle you might not have thought you were going to get to begin with. By the way, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty, military, veterans, first responders, and pastors all get taken excellent care of. Remember, Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S, Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And don't forget to check out the all-new 2021 Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market. Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to open the door for even more savings coming your way. All righty, and back to Ron Edwards. And good morning, Mr. Ron Edwards.
Ben, good morning again.
Yep. Now, we can't go without talking about Governor Cuomo, because the House GOP wants Governor Cuomo subpoenaed in the nursing home desks, and some of the Democrats now are starting to agree.
Absolutely. This is a horrible situation that could have been literally avoided.
Yep.
He was given facilities via ship by President Trump because he asked for them. He said he needed it, and Trump delivered in a relatively short time. And it was Cuomo who decided, well, screw that. I'm going to put the stuff, these sick people, in the nursing homes and infect others, and to the tune of, I think, over 15,000 deaths now. It's a lot of people. And he has been very arrogant in how he's been responding to the situation and to those who have complained about it. And so, yeah, he brought this totally upon himself. He thought he was invincible because he's been allowed to get away with so much bull capital S with him for years in that state. God knows why, but
because he runs the show, that's why.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to see both parties are going after him. It's about time.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Democrats are waking up to the fact, and they realize it, because the constituents up there are just livid over what they hear is going on. And that's not even to mention the accusations with a woman and another woman that's come forward now. He's in big trouble, so we'll see what happens. Now, Jeep. Have you seen the Jeep ad that had Bruce Springsteen in it?
I haven't seen the ad, but I read there's a story about it.
Yeah, it's back because the DUI charge against him was dropped, so Jeep brought the ad back. So now you're going to start seeing that again.
Okay, well, I didn't see it before, and, you know, whatever. Bruce Springsteen, okay. Seriously, I don't have much to say about the guy.
Let me talk about Lurch for a minute. Now, when I say Lurch, I mean John Kerry.
John Kerry, I know.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm John Kerry, and I have ketchup for you. Well,
yeah,
wait a minute. You rang. Anyway, another double standard, in my opinion, going on. John Kerry meeting with Iran when he wasn't in office and admitting later on that he was actually talking about, you know, some future dealings perhaps that the country would have if the Democrats ever took office. And then Michael Flynn gets in trouble for talks with the Russian officials. And, you know, all we heard was Russia, 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 Russia. And obviously he got clear to that finally. And the president pardoned him. Finally, but two different treatments, you think?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, I think that the Democrats, gentlemen, Lurch, you know, they probably just want to give him a slap on the wrist and keep it moving. When you consider the fact that the Lens conversations with Russia, whatever, were not detrimental to this country or to other individuals. Whereas in the case with Lurch, I mean, John Kerry, it seems that it's very possible that he might have been in sharing ideas or whatever in discussions to undermine the Trump administration, undermine, I don't know how far it goes, but it is those conversations that they had with Iran, they say, you know, I read that possibly to undermine the Trump administration.
Yeah.
So just that alone is horrible.
Okay. Now, everybody wants to know what Donald Trump plans to say during his CPAC speech during Sunday. Meanwhile, conservative radio icon Rush Limbaugh will be honored at CPAC. He's going to be named to the Conservative Radio Hall of Fame. And I understand from what I'm hearing, Trump is going to chastise Biden. He'll probably say something like, "Do you miss me yet?" And he's also going to tease a 2024 run at CPAC without actually coming out and saying that he's running for office.
Well, I think it would be wise for him to concentrate more on an uplifting message, a message of great ideas, reminding us of the wonderful things that he did during his administration and how we can get back to those types of policies for this country to help the nation. The situation with Biden is self-evident, and he doesn't need to dwell upon that because rhinos and the media will use that against him.
Let me ask you a question before I run out of time. Remember the conversation we had when I asked you, does it appear to you that there's something wrong with Joe Biden?
Yeah, absolutely.
You remember the conversation we had, and I had the same one with Denise and with Kyle and with Frank Silvato and with Colonel Jim and with Brooke. I had the same conversation with everybody. Well, lo and behold, last night, I think somebody was watching what we were talking about because Sean Hannity's show, the first segment with the first two guests he had, was all about it. And the answers that we heard or that I heard were exactly what you and myself and our little cast of characters were talking about almost a week ago.
Yeah, there's something wrong there, and I thought that there's been something wrong there for quite some time. And unfortunately, he's where he is, and despite that, and America gave up a great president for someone who has a big heaping problem between the ears.
Besides the fact that there was probably some hanky-panky going on with the Dominion machines, besides that, it was in Georgia anyway, it was... Well, we're going to give you $2,000 if you elect me. You're going to get $2,000. And they even ran television ads within it, newspaper ads within it. And then they're turning around and go, oh, wait a minute, you're only going to get $1,400.
Yeah, a lot of bull crap unless with a hit. But, they went forward, and then the Dominion cheating and the whole stuff that went on in Michigan.
I got to run, so we're going to talk to you on Tuesday. So in the meantime, have a good weekend and stay warm.
All right, thank you.
All right, Ron Edwards, everybody. Host of the Edwards Notebook and the Ron Edwards Experience. Go to theronedwards.com to find out more about him there. Meantime, I'll be back with Amanda Mackey. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden on Wednesday revoked a proclamation from his predecessor that blocked many green card applicants from entering the United States. President Trump issued the ban last year, saying it was needed to protect U.S. workers amid high unemployment due to the coronavirus pandemic. Biden said it had prevented families from reuniting in the United States and harmed U.S. businesses. The Department of Justice calls in new witnesses and revives the investigation into the George Floyd death. Several witnesses have been subpoenaed to appear before a federal grand jury considering more charges. Former cop Derek Chauvin is facing second-degree murder charges in the death, with opening statements in that trial scheduled for March 29th. The Department of Transportation Inspector General has faulted weaknesses in U.S. government certification of the flawed Boeing 737 MAX. Wednesday's 63-page report said the FAA did not have a complete understanding of a Boeing company safety system tied to both crashes. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. This portion of the program, my conversation with Amanda Mackey, is brought to you by Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, they're back and they're better than ever. And Saturday and Sunday, coming up on the 13th and 14th of March, I'll be up in Brooksville for the gun show up there. I'll be at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. Now, I'll be there on Saturday the 13th from 10 to 2. We had a great event at Largo over the weekend. Great gun show there. And it wasn't just about guns. There was everything from military surplus, bows and arrows. A couple of people were selling generators in there, knives, lots of knives being sold. But stop by or go to the website while you're waiting to see what's going to happen. And by the way, you want to get your concealed carry class in so you can get your concealed carry permit? Or twoguysshows.com, the website to do that. Twoguysshows.com. Go over there, sign up for the concealed carry class. They definitely can get you in and get that done. And go get your concealed carry permit, and you'll be in like Flynn. All right. Well, joining us right now, she's an attorney, and she ran for Congress in Florida's 13th Congressional District, Amanda Mackey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Jonathan Turley yesterday came out, and he was being questioned in a hearing. Actually, he was there at the invitation of one of the Republican congressmen, I think, was the way I kind of gathered it, when he was given a chance to talk, because it wasn't really his invitation. He was being given the mic at the
permission of a congressman. But anyway, he says a new Red Scare silencing conservative voices in the media, and they're actually going after our First Amendment rights and freedom of speech is what they're trying to do now.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, they had a hearing, which basically what I think the Democrats are trying to do is to silence the speech of conservatives utilizing their power that they have. Look, they control Congress. They control the House, the Senate, the White House. And on the heels of what happened before the election, where social media sites basically suppressed the story about Hunter Biden's overseas dealings. And then Apple and Amazon basically took Parler down. I think the Democrats want to use cable companies to say, you're not really going to allow networks like Fox and OAN and Newsmax to spew what they do. And they're basically strong-arming them. That's what they're doing.
Did you see the comment made by the current FEC or FCC commissioner, who, by the way, is appointed and cannot be fired until his term is up 2 years from now? He said it's not going to happen, period, end of story.
Well, that's good. But look what the companies are doing. And look what, again, as I go back and I say, what the big tech companies did with Hunter Biden. They'll just suppress stories. Mm-hmm. They'll just make it more difficult, whatever they can do. It's different when government acts, because government owes us a constitutional responsibility. They have a constitutional responsibility to people. Private companies don't. And private companies can do whatever they want, as evidenced by how, again, they took Parler down and how they suppressed the Hunter Biden story. That was basically a contribution to Joe Biden's campaign by not allowing that story to come out. It was a concerted effort to hurt President Trump.
So do we need then to regulate Facebook, Twitter, and whoever?
Well, the problem is you have a Democrat-controlled Congress. So they're going to do anything in their power to just make it difficult for conservative voices to be heard. So if it means strong-arming, like in this letter that was sent by two members of Congress from California, two Democrat members of Congress from California, basically saying, you know, something along the lines of, it's your ethical responsibility to make sure, you know, these networks are not spewing information that caused, you know, what happened with the insurrection. I'm just paraphrasing, but basically that's what they said in their letter. And so what I think that is worrisome is the fact that they are leaning on these companies to do what they want. And these companies know, well, we don't want to be in the crosshairs of the Democrats right now. They control everything. They can take us down. They can, you know, do whatever to hurt us. So that is the problem, really, that worries me, that what Democrats have the ability to do and are doing.
Well, they haven't been able to do it yet, and I don't think they're going to, because there's a little gap in there. It's called the American people. And believe me, I can tell you that the telephones have been ringing off the hook in Washington, D.C., which is why some Democrats have suddenly backed up and changed their stance a little bit on some of the things that are going on, because they have been inundated by people that weren't just Republicans, but people that were Democrats and independents saying, hey, this isn't what we want. That's not what we elected you for. And you better back off and stop what you're doing and pay attention to the things that we do need to have. And by the way,
that's true. I mean, you know, the Republicans, this is the good news is that you have both Democrats and Republicans, you know, people in the media at least saying this is wrong. This is idiotic. You shouldn't be doing this, you know, to try and take down Fox News or anything. I mean, you can't take away people's First Amendment. You cannot do that.
Mm-mm.
So it's idiotic in that sense. But this is where the Democrats are so drunk with power that they are taking it, I think, very far. And this is wrong what they're doing. And Kathy McMorris-Rogers, who happens to be the had a top Republican on the Energy and Commerce Committee, where this committee was actually being held in a subcommittee, but she's a top Republican on the full committee. You know, she equated this to what, you know, happens in countries like Iran and mainland China and North Korea and, mm-hmm. and Syria, where they censor your voice. And that's in essence what I think the Democrats are trying to do. And, you know, if we become a country that is no better than those countries, I mean, shame on us. In fact, this is what I wrote about in the Tampa Bay Times about a month ago. Mm-hmm. This is the scary thing about the going down that dangerous road of taking away your First Amendment rights.
Now, Senator Lindsey Graham said that he doesn't believe this is going to happen. That's point number one. Point number two is he said, and I quote, "I don't think Joe Biden's in charge." Did you hear that?
I have. You know, I think the thing that's important to remember is about a month ago, earlier this month, 10 Republican senators said they want to meet with Joe Biden and talk with him about COVID relief and the next COVID relief bill. And they want to talk about, you know, bringing down the cost of the bill because we've already spent $4 trillion. And, you know, a large majority of that hasn't even been spent yet. So these Republicans went to meet with him in the White House, sat down with him, had a pared down version of a bill to share with him. And he sat and listened. And then basically his staff said, no, we're not going to do that. You know, Joe Biden talked about unity and healing. These are the centrist Republicans he needs to rely on if he wants to get anything done. And he basically bucked them. He didn't even care. So I think the staff is ruling the roost here. I don't think the president is really saying what he wants to do or doesn't want to do. He's just leaving it up to staff.
Yeah, Eric and Seminole is talking about the fact that it's one of the things they want to do is they don't want anybody questioning anything that they're doing. It's labeled as misinformation if you do that, and you can get in trouble and get banned from these different little things that they got going on there, correct?
Yeah. I mean, that's what the point of the hearing yesterday was. They said this is about the misinformation campaigns. And I said, wait a second. This is about taking away your First Amendment rights. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Democrats can talk about misinformation until they're blue in the face. The reality is that you have a First Amendment right that is being violated here.
Yeah.
And if they go down that path, I think it's a very dangerous path. And I think this is a terrible place for the Democrats to be in 2022 because you're going to have people on both sides of the aisle that are going to be really worried about what they've done, which, you know, I look from my perspective as a Republican, this is the type of thing that gets you crushed in an election. And, yeah. And this is what we should be exposing this for everything that it is.
Well,
it's
we are
un-American. It's un-American and yeah. It's unconstitutional.
Yeah.
But again, the thing that worries me is that the private companies here, they don't have a constitutional obligation to us. The government does.
Mm-hmm.
But the private companies can do what they want. And if the Democrats are pushing them to do this, it could really, it'll backfire, but it could mm-hmm. also be very harmful to our democracy.
All right, well, hold that thought. We're going to break, and I'll be right back with more folks with Amanda Mackey. Don't go anywhere. And her last name is spelled M-A-K-K-I, M-A-K-K-I. AmandaMackey.com is a website. Go there, check her out. Now, when we come back, we are going to talk about some other stuff. For example, CPAC. What do you think about the president? What's he going to say? I got an idea, and I'll run that by you. I'll run it by Amanda, too. Orlando Bound. CPAC. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. and lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there with her husband Don at the Double D Ranch up there, Carrollton, Georgia. Just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. By the way, a special shout-out to George Scott. Father chiming in tonight, Allen, Nebraska. Let's see. We've got Christine down in Sarasota, Eric in Seminole. Well, LJ's in there. Hello, LJ. How you doing? And everybody's in the chat room. I haven't had an opportunity to see everybody's in there yet. But this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, all of their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang at next door, say howdy, howdy to them. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Just give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or stop by the store. The number again, 941-922-2345. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And oh, by the way, if you're really nice, tell them you know where they hide the special donuts in the back room, and maybe you'll get one. All right, Amanda Mackey, former candidate, Florida 13, and an attorney and an all-around good person, and we appreciate you being on the program. And we know you're busy because every time I turn around, you're on television.
I'll be on at 6:30, 7, and 8 a.m. on Newsmax this morning.
Yay! Okay, and that's a good program. I like that morning program they've got. It's very, very interesting. Okay.
Yeah, you know, Ross Federty, who hosts that, he was in Tampa. He was in Tampa up until the end of the year on, I think, ABC. So, yeah.
Yeah. Now,
the morning show there.
Yeah. Now, everybody wants to know what Donald Trump plans to say during his CPAC speech. I got an idea. You want to hear it?
Sure.
He's going to start out with something like, "Do you miss me yet?" And then he's just going to tear right into Biden with the stuff that Biden's doing. And I mean, he's going to go right down the list. And every time he does it, there's going to be a roar from the crowd. And then, without actually saying he's going to run, he's going to go right up to just about the very last words teasing the 2024 run for president.
Well, neither one of us knows exactly what he's going to
nope.
say. We have to say bet to say that he's going to go after Biden really hard. I think that, you know, the first thing that comes to mind are these what they call the concentration camps over at the border that are now being called influx facilities.
Yeah.
You know, they went after Trump so hard, and here they are doing the same damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's just an example of the hypocrisy. He will point out that the media never gave him a fair shake, and that's just a prime example. I think he'll talk about how the Democrats can't stop going after him. That's all they're doing is targeting him. I mean, you know, what we were talking about the last segment, you know, the First Amendment speech. I mean, basically they're talking about impeachment all over again. I mean, that because what they're going to be doing is talking about what happened with the incitement, what happened with the riots. 2 days ago, they had a hearing in the Senate Rules Committee on what happened in, you know, basically where the failures went down. And I was on Newsmax that day, and I said, this better not be another impeachment hearing because, you know, this can't just be another hearing about President Trump and what he did. What did Nancy Pelosi know? When did she know it? And what did she do about it?
Thank you.
Because Stephen's son, the chief of police, now resigned. But the chief of police, Capitol Police, said he asked for National Guard reinforcements 6 times prior to January 6th and was denied.
Yep. And here's the other thing. Who technically is in charge of the Capitol Police?
Well, partly, and I don't know exactly.
It's a congressional committee, but who's in charge of that congressional committee? Oh, gosh,
well,
the Speaker of the House.
The buck stops with Nancy Pelosi.
That's right.
Leadership.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And at the time, you know, Nancy Pelosi was certainly the Speaker of the House. So
that's right.
What did she know? And that's what Jim Jordan, who is a congressman from Ohio and the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee, has asked. Basically, what did you know? And do you bear responsibility here?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, these hearings, you know, it's a waste of time. You're going to sit there and just talk about Donald Trump. So going back to the point about CPAC, I think he's going to probably bring that up and say, look, this witch hunt is never going to stop.
No.
They want to sue him, you know, in D.C. They want to sue him in Georgia. They want to sue him in Fulton County. I mean, New York. This won't ever stop. And this is what he's contending with. So I think he'll talk about that. But obviously what is top of mind for people is what with Donald Trump's future. What does he want to do? And I had said I was on with Bill O'Reilly last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this is about I think this is about him being a kingmaker. That's what I believe. I'm not convinced he's going to run for president again.
I'm not either, but he's going to take it right up to the point to where people are going to be sitting there, because he wants to keep the Democrats in suspense. He's not going to tell them anything.
Exactly. I am in agreement with you on that, because they obviously fear him, so let them sweat it out. I mean, don't give them an answer. But you know, when you look at someone, you know, at that age, this is a really tough job. Mm-hmm. You know, having run for Congress, I can tell you. I mean, I'm half his age.
Now, now you're an attorney, and you're careful with your comments, but I got to ask you this question. I brought this up a week ago on my program. I've asked all my regular guests what was going on. Do you believe there's something wrong with Joe Biden?
Well,
from a physical or mental standpoint, there's something just not right, in my opinion. I can't put my finger on it. I can't put my finger on it, but there's something not right.
I'm not a clinician, and I'm not going to pretend to be one. The man is up in age. That's a fact. I never thought the man was up to the task. He never seemed like he had the energy to do the job that it takes. I mean, compare him with Trump. I mean, Trump is running laps around him during the campaign and during the during the election season. So for me, he doesn't have the energy. That's what it is. And when you compare him to someone like Trump, you see it. It's very obvious. Does he have, you know, something wrong? Look, I don't think, I gave a speech to the St. Pete Innovation Group this week, and, you know, we were talking, the thought was on leadership. And I just said, look, you know, Joe Biden is just not, he's not someone who's going to make these tough decisions. He's going to, as we talked about, he's going to leave it up to staff.
Well, we've run out of...
He's not willing to do it bipartisan and really push for legislation. He's doing it like
we've run
order.
Out of time. So please tell us how to find out more about you at your website.
Amanda Mackey, MAKKI.com. But really following me on my social media, Amanda Mackey for Congress on Facebook and at Amanda Mackey on Twitter and Instagram is where you'll find the most up-to-date information.
All right, well, we look forward to talking to you. We're going to make a major announcement here tomorrow about when you're going to be coming back, because you're going to be on twice a month on a regular basis, a couple of days a week, two times a month, and that's going to be fun.
Very excited.
All right. Thank you very much, Amanda. You take care and have
a great
day.
Weekend.
All righty. And that's Amanda Mackey, everybody. And we are going to make an announcement tomorrow about what she's going to be doing. Brooke Emery is going to split her time because she only wants to be on the first and third Tuesday of each month, so I'm going to have Amanda on the second and fourth Tuesday and Thursday of each month, and we're going to talk twice a week. We're going to pick different legal topics that are very relative to the situation that's going on in Washington, D.C., and we're going to talk about them, and it'll give you a different perspective, because a lot of people are going, how come the Republicans aren't this? How come they're not doing that? Well, we're going to tell you from a legal perspective what they can and what they can't do and why maybe they're acting the way they are. Now, CPAC starts today. One of the first speakers is going to be Tom Fitton. He's speaking today from 12:10 to 12:25. Now, C-SPAN is going to be carrying the whole proceeding from start to finish. So if you don't want to see commercials, that's the place to go, C-SPAN. But remember, it's going to be a great event, and there's going to be a lot of things going on over there, and we're going to be right on top of it, telling you about everything that we can find out about. Alrighty, the Captain's America Third Watch, coming back tomorrow morning at 2 a.m. Hope you have a great day. Hope everything goes your way, whatever you have to do out there. Be safe, be careful. Say your prayers for Tiger Woods. He's in store for a long haul. I'll be back tomorrow night.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.